Radio Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Nothing happens by accident. So welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with Talkin' Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with the voice, Ms. Rita Arnold, and of course, the bulldog, the researcher. You don't want him to research it because he gets the dirt under the dirt. That's brother Trent McMurray. Good evening to you all.
Good evening. How you doing, Mr. Bobby?
Oh, man. Mr. Bobby's tired. Still recovering from that storm we had last Tuesday.
Right.
July the 2nd.
Indeed.
A lot of damage.
Uh-oh.
All righty. Well, let's get into it. By the way, if you would like to call, you can 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com, and I will try to answer those. Okay, let's jump right in it. Now, we could go into the NBA free agency thing, which we may hit on. We could go into baseball, which we could go into, and we could develop which all-star game is the best, you know. But you know what we're going to start in on today? We're going to start in on this subject called 46XY chromosome. And my researchers, Rita and Trent, have done some research on that. So let's start off with you, Rita. What are we talking about, the 46XY chromosome?
Well, they call it Sawyer syndrome. It's okay. A condition that affects sexual development. So your sexual development is normally determined by your chromosomes, and we each have 23 from mom and 23 from dad. In Sawyer syndrome, sexual development does not match the affected individual's chromosomal makeup. So for Rita, as a lady, my chromosomal makeup is XX. For Mr. Bobby and Trent McMurray, your chromosomal makeup is XY. With Sawyer syndrome, the chromosomal makeup is XY, but the person will present as female.
Mm.
They will have female reproductive organs. And they will also have trace gonadal tissue from what should have been their reproductive organs to turn into a male in the womb. So it's very confusing when we're talking about a sports situation, because we see that this person is XY. We assume male. They have more male hormones. However, they have lived their entire life as a woman. They have the full female reproductive organs. Now, they typically are not fertile, meaning if they ever wanted to carry a child, they do not produce eggs. So they would have to participate in vitro fertilization. Mm-hmm. They could carry a child, but they cannot produce one of their own chromosomal makeup.
Okay. All righty. Trent, you want to take over the conversation as you dug deeper?
deep.
He did.
You know, Mr. Bobby, the more I read about Sawyer syndrome, the more I question it up to why. Because to me, it does not sound like an imperfection. As Rita said, you know, 46 chromosomes from each parent.
Yeah, 23 and 23.
23 and 23. within the, you know, within the person that has this disease, they actually will form both male and female organs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they would you call it what, a hermaphrodite?
Not quite a hermaphrodite.
Yes, but no, because the male organs do not fully develop,
right. But
they are there. You don't know that they're there because they're not there in full form.
What does that mean, full form?
It means that they'll have underdeveloped clumps of tissue called streak gonads. So their female external genitalia looks normal, but the male genitalia never fully forms. So they will just have this tissue that remains inside their bodies. They never have anything that is external.
Right. And that particular area normally turns cancerous.
Yes.
So they remove it at a young age. That's why I start questioning. Because you're born with no imperfections or diseases within the body.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, Mr. Bobby, this particular person,
yes,
will show as a male, but they were typically, and this is what gets me, the word typically raised as a female.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the bone density and the strength of a male. So I questioned it and said, okay, it's possible. But I kept digging because in this world there are other things that go on that affect everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I switched over to something that a friend of mine and I were talking about. It's probably the most popular herbicide in the world. It's called atrazine.
Who makes that, Trent?
Don't know, don't care, but it's the world leading, so there's only one company I could think of that makes it, which will remain anonymous.
Did
this
start
point.
With the letter M?
Probably. Mm. Okay. They probably do own it. I don't know, don't care.
Okay.
But atrazine is a herbicide, and within that herbicide, you have flood tables, water rises, the drug leaches out and into the water system.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a professor at UC Berkeley by the name of Tyrone Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professor of biology. He did a study based on male frogs with atrazine. This study was conducted in 2010.
Okay.
When the group of male frogs was given atrazine, 1 out of 10 of the frogs developed female functioning parts.
So turned a male into a female?
Yes.
Say what?
Turned male frogs into female frogs. They developed both sexual organs and could reproduce, meaning have babies. One out of ten of the frogs would basically turn into a hermaphrodite with both sexual organs and could get pregnant and would produce male frogs, all male frogs.
Whoa.
Now, so that was in 2010.
Yeah.
In 2014, he comes out with another story, another study. This time it included federal geologists and Dr. Hayes, basically saying that atrazine shows no frog harm whatsoever.
But really? Wait a minute. First he said it was.
Yes.
And now he comes back in 14 and said it didn't.
Correct.
That stuff wouldn't be in the Flint water supplies, would it?
Probably is. Now, here's so I start digging about atrazine.
Yes, sir.
Atrazine is, like I said, is one of the most widely used herbicides in the United States. Oh, and by the way, atrazine is banned in Europe.
Of course it is.
Can't use it in Europe.
Of course it is.
So in the United States, it is the most widely used herbicide. And it is found in 94% of the U.S. drinking water tested by the USDA. More than any other pesticide, an estimated 7 million people were exposed to it in their drinking water between 1998 and 2003.
Man.
The highest level of contaminations are in the Midwest, where it's widely used on cornfields.
Wow.
There it is.
So
I'm not connecting dots. I'm just pointing out information.
Can I connect a few?
Yeah. Go Steve Coakley on it.
Let's talk about the increase in diabetes and obesity when you're talking about something like this. Diabetes is really a hormonal disease. Obesity is really a hormonal disease. And if we have things that are leaching into our water system, and it's, what was that percentage again? 94%. My God.
So let's go a little deeper than diabetes. Let's talk about the feminization of the black male in the United States of America.
Okay.
Drop the bomb, man.
I just did.
Come on.
So I want to know why Dr. Hayes all of a sudden puts out this report 4 years later that shows a study that it does not cause feminization of male frogs. Wow. Well, I know why, but
I know why.
I want to hear him tell me.
I doubt he's allowed to open his mouth. Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me. It's another part, a part of the bigger plot.
You know, the reason why this was brought up was because, and the name of the athlete escapes me, but there was a woman's, I think it was a track meet, and this woman actually won the race, but there was a question about her femininity, and they come to find out that she has this, you say Sawyer's disease or whatever.
Was Duchenne?
Yeah. And she won the race, but there was some question, was this really a woman or not?
And the ridiculous things that they wanted to require of her.
Yes.
In order for her to be able to compete. The, what is it, the IAAF, International Association of something, Federation, that's for the governing body for track and field.
Yes.
And the IOC, which is the Olympic governing body, decided that if she wanted to compete, she was going to have to take hormone replacement therapy, have some type of invasive surgery. Otherwise, she could compete against the males. Everything about this woman presented as a woman, her testosterone levels were simply high.
Yeah.
Come to find out, she has this, I believe that it was, she has this genetic disorder, but neither here nor there, her testosterone level was high. So they wanted her to have essentially an invasive surgery. Not essentially. They wanted her to have an invasive surgery or take hormone replacement therapy. Both of these things can be life-threatening. It's amazing to me that that was the consideration given to her, and she had done no wrong. But compete with the men. You can compete with the men.
Mm. Trent, what is your feeling on that?
Well, it is what it is. I believe that creation is not a mistake, but I do firmly believe that man has altered everything and is trying to do everything possible to wipe away any evidence that there is a God, period.
Okay. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics, and here's a couple or three that I'm going to share with you. One of my favorites is New Money with Drew and Janae. How about a conversation with Don Carina? And this one here, Trent, and you know I'm going to say it, the Quay Morgan Hill Show. Now listen,
yep.
All these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click at the top where it says programs and give a sample to any of the programs that we have listed there to see what the program is about and if you like it. And if you do like it, subscribe and like it. Yeah, that's good. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and you are listening to Talkin' Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Trent McMurray and Miss Rita Arnold. Now, we don't have the theme music, but guess what? We have a special guest in studio for the Tell Me Something Good portion of this program that we do all the time. And today, Trent and Rita, I'm going to introduce our special guest. Now, I have to admit that this is a surprise. Yeah, there's Chaka Khan. Boy, did you see her the other night, man? Woo! Mufasa. Mufasa.
That black don't crack.
Woo! Lord have mercy. Well, anyway, there's our music singer, Chaka. But today's special guest is a special person in my book and also in Trent's book. But there was something that was said a couple of weeks ago that really perked my interest. And let me introduce our special guest. Our special guest is Rita Arnold. Surprise, surprise.
What happened? What happened?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. She's our special guest.
What I do?
One of the things that got me when we had Brother Reggie on, the homeboy from Columbus, Ohio, one of the things that Rita said that she was and is classically trained. And that just blew me away because it was something I never knew. Rita, I don't even know if I'm going to ask the right questions, but that just really piqued my interest. When you say a word like that, and you and Reggie were speaking in the same vernacular, what does that mean that you are classically trained?
That means when I went to Miami University, I started out as a vocal performance major. I didn't know what I wanted to go to school for, but singing is life, and it's something that I'm always doing. And I didn't necessarily know which path I was going to take, so I went with the one that I knew I loved. Turns out I really don't like the work behind music. Music is math.
Yeah.
Let me sing. I don't really want to do the theory and the sight screaming and frustration, which would also be sight singing and dictation, that happened every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Mm. Yes, that's grab a piece of music at 8 a.m. and just sing it a cappella in front of a whole room full of people. I hated that class. However, I was trained. I took vocal lessons from a professional who was an opera singer, and I changed my course and did not continue in vocal performance because I didn't really want to sing opera. That wasn't my shtick. I can, and there's still so very much of it that I love,
mm-hmm.
but I would have loved to have done more jazz and gospel. Alas, I was at a state school in Ohio, not at an HBCU, so we did not have a course at Miami University that would allow me to explore that.
I see.
So that's what classically trained
means. Trent?
That explains a lot.
It does.
What does that explain?
A lot. What part didn't you understand? A lot. So what did you do after you graduated with a degree?
Well, we're a little shy of the degree, but
I stopped
mm-hmm. Vocal performance. And I went into elementary education. I wanted to continue my education, but I didn't know what, again, I still, let's be honest, mm-hmm. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
That's okay.
However, teaching was something that was natural to me as well. I come from a long line of teachers and educators in one way or another. And my grandmother has always thought that there was no more honorable and wonderful profession on earth than to be a teacher.
That's true.
And then I got 3 years into that and learned that I did not have the patience to be in the classroom with children at that time.
Come on.
I have learned that patience now. But I don't know that that's exactly how I see myself at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done that. You've been into radio. What piqued your interest in a radio? And of course, you had a show here on Talktainment Radio, mm-hmm. The Three Voices. But what really got to you that really you knew that radio and you were just a match made in heaven?
You know, it was a very beautiful culmination of all the things that I had studied and taken part in. I went from being vocal performance to elementary education to being a classical humanities major. So that meant I did a lot of research. So what did I do for the show? I researched.
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing with that research? I was teaching. I was speaking publicly. I took a series of courses, a capstone, if you will, that was in communications, and it was really exciting for me. I loved it. And then being on the microphone and learning how to use your voice and modulate to, you know, make people feel certain things mm-hmm. and understand your story and draw them in. That was all a part of all of those things. And I was taking part in a production for Black Nativity, and this wonderful man named Kahari Naharo happened
Who?
To be there.
Who?
And he saw our cast that year, and he asked us, he said, you know, I'm putting together some projects, and I would really like to see, you know, you ladies put a little something together. He had an idea for one type of show, and it was with, I believe, 5 other women, Kahari, mm-hmm. we started this.
Lord have mercy.
Woo! You tell me.
That's like a basketball game.
And
either that or a Civil War.
B, Trent.
Drum roll on that
Trent,
one.
Ding, ding, ding. You got the right answer.
Yeah.
We tried to meet once, twice, 3, 12 times. And who was at every meeting? Rita. And the other ladies just started to drop off, and they couldn't see the vision of where we are right now.
Okay.
They started talking, well, if I can't bring my sister in to work with me, then I can't be a part of this project. Okay, bye.
Mm.
Well, you know, I'm looking for this, and what's going to be my percentage on that? Okay, bye. They couldn't see the teacher I saw standing in front of me. And so then I was trained by the best. We got here a third time in a row, I believe it was, and it was just me and Kahari in the room. And he was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I don't know what they're going to do, but I have an idea. And that's how Three Voices started.
Okay.
I talked to Kahari about my idea of having a news talk show and having it be the perspectives of 3 women, similar in age, but different walks
mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was born, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it, and I really grew to love being on the radio, and
okay.
I'm really happy to be back at it now.
All righty. And Trent, before we wrap it up, you have a final question for Rita.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Didn't I just tell you I didn't know that?
Okay, I get it, and that's okay, because I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but I know what I don't want to be when I grow up.
That is picking up leaves out of a tree. And
that would be true, Mr.
Whoa.
Bobby.
When I grow up, I want to be healthy, happy, and loved.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a beautiful trifecta.
Go 3 for 3.
All right.
Triple
All
crown.
Right. Yeah, right. She went for the triple crown.
Hat trick.
Hockey.
Uh-oh.
Hockey. Speaking about hockey, did any of you hear locally... Since hockey is a regional sport and Columbus is on the verge of being a major city, mm-hmm. there's a few things infrastructurally mm-hmm. that they would have to do.
Oh, yeah.
But Trent, about this ticket tax.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, you're going to pay more. And half of that money is going to Nationwide.
Yeah.
Is this a Rick Nash tax? We still paying him?
Yeah, you still. He's in the front office.
He's
now.
In the front office, so he's getting paid twice.
But those that's one of the things that I'm okay. You've been in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say about
shout
you.
Out.
Stupid. Okay, you've been to major cities across
Thank
this
you.
Nation.
Yes, I have.
Okay, you have seen that this ticket tax a familiar theme that resonates throughout all the major cities?
Well, a ticket tax, a tax is a tax is a tax. They can call it what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want more money, so they're going to charge a tax instead of raising the price of the ticket. Because if you raise the price of the ticket, guess what? People may not show up.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to keep prices at the same, but we're going to hit you with a little tax that's going to help us out in the long run.
Okay.
So, you know, I get it, but, you know, I forget it. You
is
can't.
That, is that some of the growing pains of being a major city?
Absolutely.
You start doing stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely, because... Okay. If you put stuff on the ballot, the voters are going to vote it down.
Uh-huh.
So you got to make up the lost revenue one way or another.
Right.
So
right.
Why not invent another tax?
Okay. Now, since we don't have any water for traveling, and I'm not talking about the Scioto River, it seemed like to me that Columbus is going to be a major city that they would have to have an expansion of the airport.
They are. They're building a new. They're building now. You haven't been out there.
Well, the airport's always under
construction.
Dude,
they're building a new tower.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They're building. They are.
Okay. What about runway space? Because that is what they're going to have to have. They're going to have expand that runway from 88 to 10,000 feet.
Okay.
In order to get the kind of people in. And planes in here.
Now you're talking about flying in from Dubai.
Yeah.
Well, you may not be able to land there, but I know where you can land.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking about things you got to have.
Yes.
Bus.
Correct.
They got to have bus. They don't have a bus station here.
Coda will go out there shortly.
And what about rail? I heard. Come on.
Yeah.
I heard.
They've been talking rail for 60 years.
They turned down that rail money.
Uh-huh. But guess what?
What?
It's back on there. And you
know
where the old post office used to be on Spring Street?
Yes, that's going to be the new train station.
Come on, boy.
Don't talk.
Come on, boy.
I'm trying not to spill the bucket.
Well,
you're going to make me kick it over.
Yeah, certain families are not in charge anymore.
That's true.
What they're going to
do. There's new families coming in.
So guess what? And then they're fixing up all the, well, not fixing up, but expanding the road structure. Yeah, infrastructure.
Yes. Here.
So that's why we have all these headaches driving around town anymore. So, yeah, I guess it's happening. Could that mean NBA team here, Trent?
Come on. You know we're not. Yeah, we will. Huh?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
NBA who?
NBA.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah.
You got to have the infrastructure in order to support it.
That's what they're
people want to come here. They want to go downtown.
Yeah.
They want to see that there's life
have
in
Have you
city.
Been downtown lately?
They're doing some things.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing it. Hotel. That NCAA basketball stuff. That wasn't no joke. They were looking.
That was the test.
Thank you.
That was the test.
Hotel space. All this stuff. So it's something going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about. I know it's supposed to be sports, but we're going to talk about Mr. Epstein.
Oh no.
Because I heard that there is a. A Wexner connection to that that I think you know something about.
See, you need to shut your mouth, Mr.
Listen,
Bobby.
I got to go to work tomorrow.
Well, I didn't say he did anything wrong, but I'm just saying there's a connection there. We're going to talk about that. Yes, indeedy. Listen, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Epstein is on the horizon, along with a few sports stories, including the FA. Yeah, free agency in the NBA. Who's taking over? All that and more coming up next.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Right, talking sports over at the TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and along with me is Trent McMurray, and I'll call her the voice, Rita Arnold. Yeah, all here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. If you so choose, you can call in at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Rita, before we hit this story, give me a story, and then we'll go from there.
Kendrick Norton, Miami Dolphins defensive tackle. Kendrick Norton had his arm amputated.
Yeah, I heard. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was in an accident, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in a car crash in the Miami area last Thursday morning, which was the 4th of July. He sustained serious injuries to his left arm when his Ford F-250 crashed into a concrete barrier and the truck flipped and came to rest on its roof. A second vehicle was involved, but that driver in the 2015 Maserati escaped without injury.
Wow.
Norton was selected in the 7th round of the 2018 draft by the Carolina Panthers. The Dolphins signed him off the Panthers practice squad in December. He was expected to compete for a spot on the Dolphins' 53-man roster, but
not gonna happen now.
Not gonna happen now.
Trent, give me a story, Trent.
A story. You want a story, Bobby? So here's a story. Russell Westbrook wants traded.
Yes.
So
and they want him gone,
and,
too.
And they want him gone because don't nobody want to play with him.
Well, but it's a money thing.
Right. While Westbrook is coming off of an NBA, all-NBA season, he will turn 31 years old in November, And he is owed, Mr. Bobby, $171
million. That's true.
$171 million over the next 4 years.
Miami.
Which could complicate the potential trade packages for him.
Miami.
But there's one team, Mr. Bobby.
Just one?
Yes.
Miami.
That not only can afford him, but want him.
Miami.
Correct. That would be the Miami Heat.
Yes. So that's what I heard. Before we go to our big story, Trent, now, you know, they had the Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. I don't want all of you to think which All-Star among the sports is the top. But in the Home Run Derby, my team's man, Pete Alonso, won the Home Run Derby.
He did.
Okay, now, they put an incentive on it, Trent, for if you win it, you get $1 million.
Correct.
So, now, his base salary is $500,000.
Right.
Okay, now, he's going to get that $1 million, in which he said that he will donate $100,000 to $50,000 each to two charities, which is good.
That's
but
nice.
Now here's the kicker, Trent.
Yep.
He's going to get that $1 million.
Yeah.
But $320,000 is going to go right directly to the government.
To Uncle Sam.
So that's going to
off
leave
the top.
Off the top. That's going to leave $6,800, and then
$6,800,000. Yeah.
And then the state of Ohio, since he was in here, they gonna get their dibs.
They're gonna get their whatever.
Not quite a cool million, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not gonna be a million. Okay, and then I think the city of Cleveland, because of the game was performed in within the city limits, they're going to get their thing in there too. So I'm figuring, Trent, out of that $1 million, he may get $500,000, maybe half of it.
Maybe.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay, but then they're going to add that into his salary, so he's going to get hit again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, see, so what I'm saying is that money doesn't seem like it's all, it seems like it's a lot, but by the time they get finished racking it around, it's really not a whole lot of money. But,
Speaking of the Derby, though.
Okay, go ahead.
He won it, but he just wasn't a star to me last night.
Well, you think Guerrero was?
Come on now.
Yeah, okay.
He had 91 home runs.
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I didn't watch it.
I watched enough of it.
Because okay, since we're there, mm-hmm. of all the All-Star games,
yes.
which one to you is the best?
Oh. That's a long way back to think. I don't know what
well,
year it was.
Let's go football. No, come on.
No.
Okay. What about basketball?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, 201 to 199 the final score, you know. And everybody's shooting threes.
Right. I'll say baseball.
Thank you, Trent.
Yes.
Thank
absolutely.
Because hockey, they let the goals keep on going. So, yeah. No, that's not
yeah.
it. Okay.
Baseball.
All right. Oh, yeah. Before we get into that, we got to talk about, you like Coco Puffs?
Ooh, no, she's a minor.
Oh.
Who's Gary say?
Not that.
No.
No.
She's real young.
She's a great tennis player,
15?
Though.
15?
Yeah.
15? She did good, Coco.
Proud of her.
Absolutely.
Proud.
Nothing but class.
Make your mark, young lady.
She walked up to old girl and said, you're my hero.
Yes.
That's what's up.
She beat her, but she said, her. You're my hero.
She beat her.
Yeah.
And since we're still on, okay, we went to hockey. We went to tennis. Trent.
Yeah.
Now, you know that baseball
yes.
had to do something to have a viewership.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, Trent.
Okay.
Are the baseballs, that is baseballs,
uh-oh.
Are they juiced?
According to who? Me or MLB?
I'm asking you, Trent.
It would not surprise me. I don't know for a fact they are because I haven't confiscated any baseballs.
Baseball, yeah. But Rita mentioned that there were that Guerrero himself hit 91 home runs.
Correct.
91.
Think about that.
But look at all the rookies. They're so far at the break, they have 30 home runs.
At least. And the starting lineup for the National League, everybody but the guy from Pittsburgh, the brother from Pittsburgh, has over 20.
Yeah. I say the ball has changed. In Major League Baseball, even said the ball has changed.
But
they didn't say how.
Okay, but what about this, Trent? Guys are bigger, faster, and stronger.
True. That's true. That's
a bigger
percentage.
You're not
going to
get paid to hit singles or bunts.
No, you get paid to hit them out the park.
So maybe the baseballs are not used. Maybe
they were recruited on the strength of their hitting ability.
Because you make money when you hit the ball out the park. Hello!
I get it.
Going, gone! Home run! The Yankees win! The Yankees win! I hate that.
Swing and a miss.
I hate that.
That's okay.
All right.
Speaking of the Yankees.
Oh, damn, Yankees. Here we go.
They're 6.5 games ahead. Oh,
that's right.
Of the Rays.
That's a beautiful thing.
Mr. Bobby.
Oh.
CC.
Damn, Yankees.
CC.
I'm so happy he's playing for the Yankees now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't root for him when he was in Cleveland.
Oh.
You didn't know who he was in Cleveland. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, now he's got to stay. It's all good.
What are the Mets doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. But since 1962,
I'm
when they came into existence,
yep.
And I'm hanging on to the New York Mets.
There you go.
That 69 season, there we won it all. Anyway.
Did they?
In 86, yeah! It threw legs! Anyway.
It ain't won none since.
Ain't won none since then. And they've had great pitching, too.
We're working on
it's
28.
Easy to sum it up.
I know it. I know
we
you're working
just
on
talking
28.
About practice.
See, we're talking practice.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
You got franchise players?
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Practice.
Not a game.
Practice.
We're talking about practice.
Y'all practicing
right.
baseball.
Well, since we're talking about practice, let's do this. I'm going to practice this.
Okay.
TalkTeamAtRadio.com. We go where you go. You can download the TalkTeamAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Rita Arnold and with Trent McMurray. But it is at this particular time that a particular artist by the name of Marvin Gaye asked a profound question. What's going on? And we decided to make this into a rant. It's called Trent's Rant. I don't know where he's coming from because we don't discuss whatever he's going to talk about before the show. But you know what? Trent, what's going on?
You know, Mr. Bobby, here's what gets me. And that's why I do what I do when I do what I do out of the way.
That nobody can see?
No, I don't care if you can see or not, but you don't get within the prescribed distance to see.
Can we talk about certain cities?
We're going to not talk about certain cities.
Okay.
Because I've traveled all over the country.
We know this.
Out of the country.
We know that one too.
And back in the country.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway.
The old in and
so
out.
Here's the thing. In 2019. Nothing has really been done, invented, or created since the beginning of time. But my problem is, it seems, Mr. Bobby,
okay,
that what's wrong is now right.
Uh oh.
And what's right is wrong.
Oh.
So my question is, what the hell has happened to the moral fiber of society?
Maybe there never was any moral fiber to society.
There had to be.
Why?
Because it was created.
Okay. But what happened?
The ozone layer.
It was deceived.
It was. It was.
It was deceived, tricked, bamboozled.
Bamboozled. Malcolm said that.
Yeah, he did. So my question to the people of this planet, what the hell is wrong with you? You know what's right. Nobody had to teach you that it is wrong to rape a child. Nobody had to teach you that it's wrong to steal from somebody. Nobody had to teach you that it's wrong to kill somebody. But because of the decadent decay and manipulation of the system that is in place, everybody is thinking now that it is okay to do wrong and fabricate it as being right. That's like saying gravity never existed. I want to know, where are those that actually know the difference between right and wrong? Why are you being silent? Why are you standing by the wayside? If you're a sellout, at least be a sellout up front. I'm just saying, I'm tired of it. Right is right and wrong is wrong, and it'll be wrong until the day this planet does not exist.
Yes.
So quit playing with it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pick a side.
You know, Trent, before we get into what we're getting ready to get into, you know, how about this? Layers of demons.
Yes.
Layers of demons.
Yes.
You know, what is it? The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, 12, explains the layers.
The layers,
of
right.
demons.
And where they're assigned
with
to.
With lieutenants and all that.
Yes.
And their assignments.
Yes.
Layers of demons. So even though you may bring this up, man, you're dealing with different layers of stuff. But anyway.
Wow.
Speaking about layers, and you hit this in your rant.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophilia. Without calling any names, although we did call one name.
You did.
Today. Yeah, excuse me. I did. I said
we is plural.
Yeah, okay, we. Yeah, I said Mr. Epstein.
Yes.
And I found out, according to the information I got from MSNBC.
Correct.
That the owner of L Brands, which I determined which was Les Wexner, was a great supporter of Mr. Epstein. Trent, since I put it out there, and
yeah.
I ain't scared. I mean, that's what
right. it is. What it is.
Yeah. What the hell is going on, and how big is this thing, Trent?
Okay.
As much as you can.
We ain't got enough time, but I'll
okay.
do what I do. Jeffrey Epstein, he was arrested Saturday on sex trafficking charges dating back to the 2000s.
Okay.
According to the Associated Press, on Monday, Epstein pleaded not guilty to one count of sex trafficking and one count of sex trafficking conspiracy, which stem from accusations dating back to 2002 through 2005.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, listen closely to this, Epstein pleaded guilty in Florida to state charges of soliciting and procuring a person under the age of 18 for prostitution, which could have led to a lifetime in prison if prosecuted. The Associated Press reported Epstein was sentenced for 13 months in jail under a non-prosecution agreement overseen by federal authorities in Florida. He was also required to reach financial settlements with dozens of his once teenage victims and register as a sex offender.
Okay.
Now, he's tied to people, wealthy people, from the bottom to the top to above, and including presidents and current presidents.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, Bill Clinton had to say,
uh-oh.
Clinton said he knows nothing about the terrible crimes alleged against Jeffrey Epstein.
I did not that, have that's what sexual he said. Relations
so,
with
that's
that
what
woman.
He said. So,
do we
so,
have that tape? I did not have sexual relations. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
they checked him, because now, in this new age of information, you leave a digital footprint.
Yes,
everywhere
you
go.
So, President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago, or those which he has been recently charged in New York City.
New York.
Where did the Clintons live?
New York.
Okay.
New York.
In 2002 and 2003. So, President Clinton took a total of four trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. One to Europe, one to Asia, and two to Africa.
Two to Africa?
That
which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation?
Staff supporters of the foundation and his Secret Service details traveled on every leg of every trip. He had one meeting with Epstein in his Harlem office in 2002.
He had an office in Harlem, huh?
So he says.
Hmm.
And around the same time made one brief visit to Epstein's New York apartment with a staff member and his security detail.
Okay.
He says he has not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. Now, Donald Trump,
you're knocking them all out,
is also a friend of Mr. Epstein's.
Doesn't surprise
me. In what way?
So, Mr. Trump's biographer, Tim O'Brien, tweeted this in 2002 before he became president. Quote, by the future president, taken from a New York Magazine profile, I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. He is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do.
Oh.
And many of them are on the younger side.
Wait a minute. That last
quote unquote.
On the younger side.
Younger.
Why would you it's
so,
Donald Trump? Never mind.
So with that said, you can put all the lipstick you want on a pig, but at the end of the day, the pig is still a pig.
Yeah,
now, does this person communicate with or have knowledge about people who are kings or queens, the wealth, you know, the extremely wealthy?
Well, yes, because Mr. Epstein is a hedge fund manager. So, therefore, he deals with the richest of the rich.
The richest of the rich.
The 1%. On this planet, which would probably more than likely include queens, kings, princes, and all of
the 1% that controls 98% of the wealth.
That's the
correct
ones.
Wow.
93%
of the wealth.
Yes.
Who's the other 7%?
The other 7% is left to us chumps.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
So with that, Mr. Epstein knows a lot of people, knows a lot of dirt, and
let me ask you this. He's arrested, right?
Yes, he was arrested.
Do you think that his arrest is more or less protective custody?
Of course it is. First of all, they need to protect him from the federal authorities in the state of Florida, who basically gave him a pardon and said you cannot be prosecuted anymore ever again in life for any sex crimes, trafficking, or prostitution in the state of Florida forever.
But those girls That's weren't insane. Prostitutes. They were young girls.
Yeah, they were
children.
Children
enslaved
children.
Sex trafficking.
13-17.
But they got him in the state of New York, and they charged him with one count of sex trafficking and one count of sex trafficking conspiracy.
Now, I believe that all news is sanitized, my
absolutely.
And I believe that the power structure is by the one world government.
Absolutely.
Which is controlled by the racist white supremacists.
Correct.
The only government that has ever been in existence.
Right.
All the others are just subsidiaries of
them,
including
right.
where we are at now.
That is true.
So is it possible that he did something or something that they would have do what they did?
Of course he did.
Okay.
I don't know what he did, but I know he didn't do right.
Well, we know he didn't do right. But
there's more people involved.
I wonder what it is.
Yeah.
And it goes deeper than that. It goes wider than that, you know.
For him to be exposed like this, I'm wondering what it was that he probably turned himself in because he knew that they were going to be coming for him. He knows way too much. Way too much.
Wow. That is really go ahead.
He did it. He reached a plea deal and gave up hundreds of millions. But you know, so that whatever he's involved with continues and carries on. He's just a pawn in the game.
He's just a pawn in the game, a little man.
Little man.
So he didn't have enough money or wealth or resources.
He may be a billionaire, but he still ain't got enough money.
No.
So I wonder why they dropped Les Wexner's name in that.
Evidently, I guess Les invested, the L Brands invested a lot of money with his hedge fund business.
Do you think that will hurt less the brand?
I don't think so. Yeah. I doubt it. I truly doubt it.
Well,
less is smart.
Less is smart?
Less is smart.
So everybody is running for cover now, huh? You
of course.
Think?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The shoe is going to drop, huh?
At least the other one will.
Well,
one may still be on the bed.
Is that? Oh, you nasty boy.
Uh-oh.
Miss Rita, in our remaining 4 minutes, do you have another story for us?
I do. This one kind of tickled my fancy earlier.
Ooh, tickled your fancy?
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Let me see your fancy.
Oh, you dirty, nasty
hey,
boy.
Hey,
y'all separate. John Daly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They said he's free to ride a cart during the U.S. Open Championship
yes,
this week.
Yes,
they just, changed their mind?
Just not at Royal Portrush.
You mean he's going to have to walk?
He got to walk.
If he's going
to
play,
I think
he's actually withdrawn because he
yes,
can't
he did.
Walk.
He
did.
Two-time major champ winner Daly has osteoarthritis in his right knee. Last year, Daly was approved to use a cart through 2019 at PGA Tour events and Tour Champions events that require walking. The osteoarthritis diagnosis, combined with the diagnosis of diabetes, led him to request the cart under the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is what tickled my fancy. His request for a cart was rejected at this particular tournament because they said they felt that walking was an integral part of the tournament. Quote, "We must ensure as far as possible the challenge is the same for all players in the field," end quote. Ain't that against the law?
Why don't they like him? What did he do?
I don't know.
He done something.
He had to do something. But wait a minute. That's the ADA. That's federal guidelines.
Yeah, but that
he's court, not handicapped.
Yeah, but in that courts over in England, I mean Ireland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does that have to do with anything here?
Nothing.
So he must have done something. Maybe if his name was O'Daly, huh?
Oh,
or if he had money.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He's a good old boy. He drinks.
Yeah.
He loves to drink and play golf. He just happens to be okay.
Hey, what about Trump trashing Fox News, man?
Well, it is what it is.
Wait a minute, but they were his mouthpiece.
Okay. Mm. He don't care.
Oh, okay.
Who's going to stop him? Who's going to check him, boo?
Who's going to check him?
Well, I know who ain't going to stop him. And that's our girl right there at the mic. Miss Janet, although Stanley Clark is
doing
Stanley.
Funny how time flies when you're having.
See, fun. See, there goes some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that since you've been classically trained. TopPavementRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you.